So today we will see an event of three people. They try to follow Christ in the Gospel of Luke.
结果呢，他们没有跟从。
And at the end, they did not follow him.
我们来读经文啊，路加九章五十七到六十二节。
So let's turn to Scripture, Luke chapter 9, verse 57.
我们的 PowerPoint 是不是那个 control 就？
轻轻把一个 PowerPoint control。
好。这里告诉我们，他们走路的时候，有一个人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”
As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go."
耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”
Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
又对一个人说。跟从我来，那人说：“主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”
He said to another man, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father."
耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。”
Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God."
又有一个人说：“主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。”
Still, another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family."
耶稣说：“手扶着犁向后看的人，不配进神的国。”
Jesus replied, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God."
我们从这段圣经里面，我们发觉主耶稣在这里对三个要跟从他的人所有的对话。
So right here we see the conversation Jesus had to the three who tried to follow Jesus.
如果主耶稣是在今天这个时代做现在的教会的牧师的话
，If Jesus is considered a pastor of today's church.
我想他的教会不会增长得很快。
I believe his church member won't grow rapidly.
耶稣行事的方式跟教会的领袖完全不一样。
Because the style of Jesus is quite different of today's church leaders.
好像有人要来跟从耶稣，耶稣的回答很冷淡。
It seems like Jesus was quite cold as people try to show their desire of following him.
任何人说我要参加你们的教会，参加你们团体，耶稣应当说欢迎，欢迎，热烈欢迎。
Whoever wants to join the church, perhaps Jesus should say welcome, welcome, and truly show his passion for their coming.
可是我们从今天的这个这段经文里面，我们就看见耶稣跟他们的对话完全不一样。
And however, we see quite differently as Jesus had the conversation with the three.
这三个人跟耶稣谈到要跟从耶稣的问题。
These three people talk about how they want to follow Jesus.
可是你看耶稣跟他们的对话的里面讲到什么叫做跟从耶稣呢？
And however, what we see is that Jesus conveyed the idea of what does it mean truly following him.
耶稣所谈的却是进神的国。
And however, Jesus said,not talking about following him, but rather enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣跟他们说到你要传扬神的国。
And Jesus said you have to proclaim the kingdom of God.
耶稣说到说你手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
And Jesus said if you're trying to hold the plow and looking back, you are not worthy of entering the kingdom of God.
那三个人是想到我跟从他。
So those three had the desire saying, I'm thinking about following him.
耶稣说进神的国。
And yet Jesus said, you have to enter the kingdom of God.
什么叫做进神的国？
And what does it mean, enter into the kingdom of God?
我们先看这个底下的这个 slides. 比方说你要从美国进加拿大。
For example, if you try to go to Canada from America.
如果你是从美国南方一路上面开了很长的距离，然后来到美国加拿大的边境。
Imagine you live down south and you drive quite a long time all the way to the border between Canada and USA.
一路上面你很辛苦。
And through the traveling, you have spent all of your time and energy.
一心想着说我要进加拿大。
And through all of this trouble, you only have the desire to say, I want to enter the nation of Canada.
可是来到这个边界，除非你的脚踏过去，过去到边界，进到另外一个这个国家里，进到另外一个领域里面。
However, once you reach the border, unless you actually step.Over the boundary to another country.
所以我们看见说，耶稣说，跟从我是从一个区域进到另外一个区域。
So what Jesus was saying, if you want to follow me, it means you're entering from one domain into another domain.
不是从我们自己的生活的这个需求，我们的道德观，我们的思想，然后进到另外一个不一样的这个环境。
It's not according to our own desire, our own needs, our value standard to enter another different type of culture.
这个进神的国，我们看下面一章的这个投影里面告诉我们说，有一句话神的。也是主耶稣说的，说天国是努力的人进入的，努力的人就得着了。
In other words, say by Jesus, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advanced, and forceful men lay hold of it.
进到神的国，进到天国，跟地上的国就一个完全的不一样。
There is a drastic difference of entering the kingdom of God versus.Entering to the human kind of kingdom.
我们都是从远东进到美国来的。
Most of us came to America from Asia.
我们来的时候当然也很努力。
Of course, we spend great effort when we come to this country.
可是这段圣经跟我们讲到神的国，这个努力进入，有的翻译是说那是一个强暴的，那是一个强暴的进入。
According to some translation, the verse here that in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you need to go with great force.
这个新约圣经里面讲到神的国是非常激进的。
So it's very it needs to be forcefully.
很 radical.
And radical.
我们进到神的国里面就得着。跟地上的国完全不一样的能力。
When we enter into the kingdom of heaven, then all of a sudden, people who are in there, we will receive a totally different power.
那是需要你努力进入的。
That you need to spend effort and forcefully and radically to get into.
我们看见这三个人，他们想要跟从耶稣。
So we see these three, they try to follow Jesus.
他们以为跟从耶稣就是我从我原来所属的宗派党派我换一个。
So in their mind, they thought to themselves, perhaps they only need to change their party, the party they belong to, or denomination they belong to, and follow a different denomination.
可是这里主耶稣说的进到神的国这个我们要有一个正确的观念。
And however, Jesus said you have to a proper perspective and understanding about what's entering the kingdom of God.
这三个人，请换下一张，代表了对进入神的国有错误的理解。
It means that these three people represent three misunderstandings of entering the kingdom of God.
我们可以把它整理出来，成为看见他们有两种的错误。
So we can, if we take a closer look, we realize that they made two types of mistakes.
第一个人，他不明白进入神的国所带来的难处。
The first person do not understand the difficulty of entering the kingdom of God.
第二个，第三个人不明白神的国是远超过地上的国，它是伟大的。
The second and third person, they do not understand the greatness of the kingdom of God.
第一个人说， 耶稣啊，你无论到哪里去，我都跟着你。
So the first person said to Jesus, "No matter where you go, Master, I will follow you."
啊，他觉得说进入神的国好像就跟耶稣在地上一样啊，到处走走，到处听听，然后看耶稣行神迹，他也能够享受一下是耶稣所分的饼跟鱼。
To his understanding, following Jesus means just follow wherever Jesus goes, and perhaps he can observe the miraculous signs Jesus performed. Perhaps he can even enjoy the food Jesus.
我们看下一章。我们看下一章。啊，第一个人他是个理想主义者。
So the very first person, he is an idealist.
他觉得说我只要从我的地方进入了耶稣的这个跟着耶稣走了那我这个一辈子就 有保障了
And to him, he is fully secured if he made the decision to follow Jesus.
他不知道说进入神的国圣经里面讲的会经过许多的艰难
For he did not know that according to the scripture, when you enter the kingdom of God,You will experience many hardships.
他很理想的。
So he is an idealist.
就像我们今天活在世界上面，很多的人他都有他的理想。
Just like many of us, we do have our ideal goals to pursue in this world.
所以我们就为着那个理想，我们就相信如果我跟从了一个一个说法，一个理想，那么我就理想了。
And therefore, in order to pursue our idea, we oftentimes we trust in particular theory or particular person.
那么我先简单的介绍，然后我们再来一个一个进入看。我们看按下面一个，第二、第三个人呢，他们对着跟随耶稣呢，他们是实用主义者。
The second and third men are pragmatists.
他们对着跟随耶稣呢，他们有他们的这个觉得说实用不实用的这个感觉。
So to them, to follow Jesus, first need to fit into the idea of being practical or not.
所以他们就跟耶稣说，让我先把我的事情解决了，然后我来跟从你。
And therefore they say to Jesus, "Let me take care of my personal business first, then I will follow you."
好。回到第一个来看
And let's turn back to the first case.
第一个人呢，他跟从耶稣啊，他是为着这个理想啊，为着他的这个看见耶稣所做的有兴奋，他这个感觉兴奋要跟从耶稣的。
So the very first person, he is very excited. He has some idea, a great idea to follow. So they want he wants to follow Jesus.
这个跟我们许多人在年轻的时候很像。
And this is very much like many of us when we were young.
年轻的时候听见这个一种说法，听见一个主义，我们就跟从了。
And when we were young, sometimes we follow particular ism or follow particular encouragements or words.
年轻人是愤世嫉俗。
And oftentimes, when we were young, we think we were above all, and we can present the righteousness to the world.
所以当有人在那里这个很兴奋的、很激情的演说的时候，我们很容易就受影响。
And we were easily to be encouraged and to be emotional and impulsive.
那么这个情况，我想你看近代的历史、过去的历史，你都看见很多人等到稍微成长一点、更成熟的时候。发觉他们上当了。
And many of us can truly testify this. Many young people, once they get older, they realize they have been misled and fooled.
正像这个年轻人一样，他听见耶稣讲道他觉得耶稣是个英雄，觉得耶稣很了不起，所以耶稣啊，你无论往哪里去，我都跟着你。
Just like this person who sees Jesus as a hero.And therefore, he said to Jesus, "No matter where you go, I want to follow you."
可是耶稣的回答是什么
？And yet, what was the reply of Jesus?
我们看下面耶稣说的话。
And let us see what Jesus replied.
这个五十七节，他们走路的时候有一个人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”
So as they were walking, a person said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go."
那么我们看耶稣的回答。
Then let's see the reply of Jesus.
耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。”
Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head."
你看见耶稣的回答，前面有两个有，有两个有。
And let us pay attention. We see there are two halves in the first part of his reply.
但是后面耶稣说人子没有。
And yet, and the later part is a the Son of Man has no, has nothing.
耶稣他对这个年轻人说，亲爱的年轻人，看着我。
And he said to young man, dear young man, please look at me.
我完全体现了神的国。
I myself actually represent the kingdom of God.
你看见在我身上发生的事吗？
You, can you tell what happened to me?
我没有地位。
I have no position.
我没有资历。
I don't have qualification.
我没有财富。
I don't have resume. I don't have wealth.
我没有影响力。
I don't have influence.
我没有安身之所。
I have no place to lay my head.
世界上的人所谓的成就，我一点都没有。
The achievement of people consider achievement, I don't have anything that people consider achievement on this earth.
然而，我要医治人。
And yet, I'm here to heal others.
我要改变人的生命。
I'm here to transform other people's lives.
我要完全改变人类的历史。
I want to change human history.
这是真的吗？
Is this true?
耶稣在这里说什么？
What does Jesus actually say?
耶稣指着自己说。
Jesus pointing to himself and said,
也在神的国里并没有你以为你会得到的东西。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking. You won't receive the thing you desire.
只等到我再来。
Until I come again.
完全实现神的国。
Only then,The kingdom of God will become reality.
你才能够得着。
Then you can receive it.
你看看这个世界。
If you look around on this earth,
看看我。
And then look at me.
我所要的是改变人的生命。
What I desire is to transform people's life.
我所要的是改变历史。
What I desire is to change the history.
这个世界上的人认为一定要拥有成就才可以做到这一切。
For the people of the world seeking for fame and power in order to achieve the things I said.
世界上人所谓的成就一点都没有。
And yet, the achievement of this world I do not have.
我没有党派。
I don't have party.
我没有媒体的支持。
I don't have the support from media.
我没有任何的财富。
I don't have wealth.
我没有任何地位。
I don't have position.
我没有任何学历。
I don't have education resume.
我没有家世。
I don't have family background.
这一切我都没有。
And I have none of those.
因为神的国不在乎这些东西。
Because this is what not the kingdom of God depends upon.
我可以向你保证。
I can assure you.
这一切我都没有。
I have none of this.
你跟从我。
Now you follow me.
如果你跟从我。
If you follow me.
你可能也不会拥有这些。
It's very likely you won't have any of this either.
那么圣经里面讲到这段事呢，不但是在路加福音讲，也在马太福音讲。
Now the recording of Jesus' word was not only recorded in the Gospel of Luke, but also Gospel of Matthew.
这个马太福音的第八章里面提到这一个人要跟从耶稣，他是个文士。
So according to chapter 8 of book Matthew, this particular person, he is a scribe.
就是当时的这些经学家，对圣经熟悉、抄写圣经的人。
So this are the person who were the Bible scribe. They are the one who write down the scriptures.
那么当耶稣在地上传道的时候，是这些文士。在那里反对耶稣。
So as Jesus was doing his ministry, the opposition are actually the scribes.
可从这些反对耶稣的文士中间，现在有一个文士说：“耶稣啊，我不反对你，我要跟从你。”
And yet among his opposition, there is one person out of this party and say, "Jesus, I want to follow you."
但你看见耶稣听见了，应该很高兴啊。
So, Jesus supposed to be surprised and happy about this response.
那么而且呢，你这个，你看见说，这个文士也看见耶稣所有在门徒们中间呢，人众人对他的跟从。
So for this scribe, he has observed, Jesus' follower and his disciples.
这个人就想说，如果我跟了耶稣的话，我将来对的圣经更了解，我更有力量，那更多人也许会跟从我，会推崇我。
Perhaps this scribe say, if I follow Jesus, I'm going to be like him, and perhaps more people will be following me in the future. I will have more understanding about Bible too.
我们的理想常常是根据我们自己的兴趣，根据我们自己的利益，我们所要的。
Our ideal thinking is oftentimes is according to our own understanding, our own interest, and our own desire.
这个年轻人说：“耶稣，你无论到哪里去，我都跟从你。”
So this young scribe say to Jesus, "Say, Jesus, no matter where you go, Master, I will follow you."
耶稣在那里告诉他说：“你跟从我，我连个睡觉的地方都没有。”
And yet Jesus say to him, "If you follow me, look at me. I don't even have a place to lay my head."
我可以应许你什么呢
？And what can I promise you?
我可以应许你的，就是。神国天国的品格
What I can promise you is the quality and the lifestyle of heavenly kingdom
仁爱喜乐和平
That is peace, joy and righteousness
这个忍耐恩慈良善
And patience, goodness and kindness
信实温柔节制
Faithfulness
Gentleness,
gentleness.
Yeah, 我应许你的人生会有意义。
I promise you, you are going to find the meaning of your life.
我应许你会有勇气。
I promise you, you are going to have courage.
我应许你，神与你同在。
I promise you that God will be with you.
那才是永远长存的。
And only those qualities will last forever.
你在地上的家世。存款不会永远长存。
The wealth and riches on this earth won't last forever.
你的钱财会像灰一样的就飞掉了。
Your wealth will be blown away like dust.
所以刚才呢，这个经文已经打出来，我们就看见神的国。对，前面下面一张，下面一张，好，在下面，对，太快了OK。神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but the righteousness, peace, and joy.
耶稣说：“我来了，我会体现神的国。”
And Jesus say, "I come to show the reality of the kingdom of God."
如果你要跟从我
，If you want to follow me,
你的理想如果是在地上的
，If you put your idea and goals on this earth.
一切你心里面所要的美好的东西，也许你一点都得不着。
Then whatever you want to pursue, you won't receive it.
神的国
，the kingdom of God,
与世界的国是彼此冲突的。
It's different from the kingdom of the earth, and they are in conflict.
如果你以为神的国带给你的。
If you think what the kingdom of God can bring forth for you,
是让你越来越多，越来越这个满足你的理想
，to satisfy your desire,
你是个理想主义者
，then you are an idealist.
还有一节圣经呢，这个跟随耶稣基督意味着明白进入神的国会带来的难处跟所要付的代价。
Another point is to follow Jesus is to enter the kingdom of God and understand the hardness it brought.
我要跟你们做个见证。
I would like to share a testimony with you.
我们每个人都盼望我们的子女将来啊，这个长大了，上好的学校，有好的工作，有好的前途。
All of us wish our children can receive good education, going to good school, and to have good career and good family.
我们以为这些理想呢，只要我努力，只要我祷告，只要依靠神，神就会答应，就一定会给我的。
We all of us thought as long as we pray, as we work hard and put effort into, and they can be achieved.
我们有我们的理想。
We do have our ideal goal.
我们做基督徒，做神的儿女，就是从神得福气。
And we, the children of God, we are here to receive blessing from God, isn't it?
我们所想到的福气都是跟这个地上是有关系。
And the blessings we are thinking about has it's rooted from the value of this world.
我有三个孩子。
I have three children.
老大是男孩，老二、老三是女孩。
The first one is a boy, and the second and third they are girls.
他们现在都成人了。
And now they are adults.
三个孩子中间，老二读书读得最好。
Among the three, my second daughter, she is the best academically.
高中是第一名毕业。
She graduated as valedictorian.
然后呢，就进耶鲁大学读四年。
And she entered Yale University and studied there 4 years.
读完了以后，在司法部做了一年的工作，然后她就读研究所。
And after that, she worked in
Justice.
She worked in the Justice Department for a few years, and she returned
one
year. Then she returned to graduate school.
然后去念了 Georgetown, 然后又念了 NYU, 念了 Law 毕业。
And she received her degree from Georgetown, then NYU.
我讲这些，你就是想到这是典型中国父母的愿望。
As I express what I just mentioned, perhaps you say this is so typical of Chinese parents.
盼望孩子们将来做医生，做律师。
Wish our children will become doctors or lawyers.
为什么要做律师、做医生呢？他就有他的自我形象的提升，他就有很高的这个形象，然后呢又能够赚很多的钱。
Why lawyers or doctors? Because they have high status in the society, and plus they can have a very good income.
我女儿在读法律研究所的时候
，While she was studying the law school，
她心里面就常常的就不能够情绪不能够很平静。
And yet, oftentimes she got quite emotional and she couldn't calm herself down.
这个法律系的教授
，As the professor of the law school，
教他们什么呢
？And what does the professors teach them？
他们都是大多数是无神论，是自由派的。
And almost all of them are liberals and atheists.
那告诉你说你要做律师，你要帮助人处理案件的话，你一定要懂得法律中间所有的不是完全黑呀、白呀，这个中间地带是什么。
So you are telling the future lawyers, you must understand the gray areas in the law in order to play your game.
他是基督徒。
And now my daughter is a Christian.
听见教授、老师都谈这些事情，他心里面过不去。
And she feel quite uneasy, and she couldn't overcome her uneasiness when she heard such teaching.
她为什么要去读法律呢？
And what's the reason that she went to law school?
她看见有很多这些这个在这个这 homeless 的人呐、这些贫苦的人呐、她说我将来要做 public law, 我不要去做公司的这个 corporate law.
For she has seen many needy people in the world who are homeless, and she said to herself, I want to be a publicI want to work as a public attorney. I don't want to be a private lawyer.
所以他呢就这样的念完了这个学校，念完了学校也考过了纽约州的 bar exam.
So after her graduation, she also passed a bar exam in New York State.
好了，bar exam 也拿到了，那就可以开始去工作了，开始这些了。
Once she received and passed a bar exam, and she's supposed to, and she got her license, and she's supposed to start working.
但是她开始工作没有多久，我们夫妇两个人去中国大陆去宣教。
However, just a few years after her studying of her job, my wife and I went to China for mission.
然后我们就接到我们教会的英文堂的这个年轻传道人给我们的 email， 说你要不要考虑早一点回来，因为你的女儿在聚会或者在跟人的交通中间常常哭。
And as we were in China, we received an email from the pastor of our English ministry. And the email saying, we have seen your daughter cry often when she had conversations with the people in the church.
我们就这个结束在大陆的培训，我们就回来。
And therefore, we cut short of our mission training mission, and we return back to U.S.
回来美国一个礼拜，我的父亲就被主接去。
After a week, once we came back to the state, my father went with the Lord.
啊，这对他来讲又是一个大的打击。
And this became another impact and struck my daughter.
等到我们把我父亲的后事做完了以后
，As we finished the funeral business.
啊，他的身体的病就发作了。
And then the symptoms start to occur once again on my daughter.
啊，情绪很不稳定。
And she become quite unstable emotionally.
甚至于有轻生的念头。
And even have a suicidal thought.
所以我自己是牧师传道人，我知道这种情形要快快的跟警察报告。
For I myself as a pastor, I know I'm trained and being told I need to report this case to police right away.
警察到我们家，救护车也到我们家。
So police came to my house, and ambulance also came to my house.
女儿送进精神的病院。
So my daughter was sent to psychiatric center.
2016年的感恩节，很多弟兄姊妹，其他的人都在全家过感恩节，围着火炉吃火鸡的时候，我们一家人在精神病院陪着他。
During the Thanksgiving time of 2016, while many families enjoy their family dinner, 2006, while many families were enjoying their Thanksgiving dinner.We spend our time in the psychiatric center with my daughter.
你们去过精神病院吗？
Have you ever been to psychiatric center?
你知道精神病院就是跟监狱完全没有什么两样。
If you have been there, you will realize the place has no difference to prison.
每一道门都是上锁的。
That every single door come with lock.
医生给他药，然后呢，两个三个礼拜以后就让他出来。
So the doctors gave her medication. After 2-3 weeks, she was discharged.
没有办法确诊他到底是什么病。
And the doctors couldn't truly identify and pinpoint the root cause.
但是这个药呢，在他身上呢，造成很多的副作用。
And however, the medication caused a great side effect on my daughter's body.
所以他的情绪就是起起伏伏。
And therefore, her emotion goes up and down.
啊，他也停止工作。
And she stopped her work.
那么，就那些日子。我跟我太太，我们是昼夜紧张不安。
So, during that period of time, we were constantly, quite uptight and nervous from morning to the evening.
教会的弟兄姊妹不知道发生什么事。
And none of the brothers and sisters understand what's going on in the church.
我还要继续在教会里面服事。
I still need to continue to serve in the church.
我还需要讲道。
I still need to preach.
但是我的女儿的思想情绪会到一个地步，我只举一个例子，跟我们在 highway 上开车。
And however, let me give you one example of the state of my daughter. For once, she was driving with us on highway.
她说我要下车。
And in the middle of the way, she said, I want to get off the car.
啊，你立刻停车，你不停车，我就开开门，我就下去。
And she said, stop the car, otherwise I will open the door and jump off.
很紧张啊。
So we are quite tense.
有的时候她自己呢就开了车就出去了。
And sometimes she will she drove off for no reason.
我们打电话给她，她还不接。
And when we call, she will not pick up the phone.
我们就是跪下来祷告。
And all we can do is kneel down and pray.
这样的日子我们过了有几年的时间。
For such period last about a few years.
看看这个医生，换换那个医生，找这个 counselor， 换那个 counselor。
We see different doctors. We may change other counselors.
大概是2010年，我们教会办的福音营，请来从北卡来的黄立夫教授。
For 2010, our church invited a speaker, Professor Huang from North Carolina to be our special speaker.
我跟黄立夫，我们是小时候的同伴，我们很熟的。
And for Professor Huang and I, we were friends back then when we were young.
就谈起来我的女儿生病。
And then during the conversation, I shared about my daughter's illness with her, with him.
哎，他说，哎，我们教会也有人生病。
And then he said, well, there's also a similar case in my church.
精神上的病。
And also psychologically illness.
结果呢，有一个精神科的医生 psychiatrist 从台湾来到我们教会演讲。
And then it happened to, we have invited a psychiatrist from Taiwan to give a speech in the church.
我们教会中间有一个从南京来的一个老师。
And then happened in the audience, there's a teacher from Nanjing.
这个谈完了以后跟他谈话。
So after the talk, this person talked to the speaker.
那么这个从台湾来的精神科大夫就说，美国的精神科医生不理解东方人，不理解亚洲人。
So this psychiatrist said to this person from Nanjing, say, the American psychiatrists, they do not understand the thinking and the background of Asian people.
因为在美国的精神科医生不了解东方人的体质，因此下药都下得很猛很重。
For the American doctor, they do not understand the physical being of Asian person, and therefore the medication they give is usually way too heavy.
他就告诉他说，我没有美国的执照，但是我把一些药给你，你给你的医生，叫医生给你试试看这些的药。
So the doctor say, I do not have American license. However, I will prescribe some medicine. You need to turn this prescription to your doctor and ask your doctor to give you the medicine.
这个姐妹去做了，然后呢去吃了这些的药。后来这个黄立夫告诉我说，他已经回南京，可以在南京的大学里面继续去教书了。
So this sister took the prescription and followed the order, and then Professor Huang told me, now this sister has came back to Nanjing and resume her teaching job in the university.
我们听了以后就很这个高兴，说我们想要见见这个医生，所以我们的教会那个时候就联合附近的教会，就请这个医生，他是个基督徒，他来到我们教会，有基督徒与精神病这一方面的讲座在我们教会。
Once I heard, I was quite encouraged and hopeful, and therefore, my church and the co-workers decided to invite this particular doctor, who happened also a Christian from Taiwan, to our church to give a talk. Regarding to this matter.
来的时候在演讲，我女儿坐在后面，也是一样哭。
And was when he was giving the talk, my daughter again was in the congregation. She was sitting in the back row crying.
所以这个医生就说，你要把她带到台湾，到我医院里面住院来检查，我们来试试看调她的药，来帮助她。
And the doctor said to me, "You have to bring your daughter to Taiwan and try my treatment, and perhaps she will get better that way."
啊，果然到了医院住院，回来换了药调整，啊，她这个身体这个精神很明显的得到帮助。
Indeed, we followed the order. She was hospitalized in Taiwan, and after a new medication.She was improved drastically.
然后我们隔一年、隔两年就要去给医生复诊。
So we need to return back to the office every 1 or every 2 years.
那么去做复诊的时候，这个医生告诉我们说，他每天为我的女儿祷告。
And as we return to the doctor's office, this doctor said to us.That I have been praying for your daughter every single day.
他为每一个病人也祷告。
Not only that, he prays for every single patient he was treating.
他相信医生是有限的。
He believes physicians are limited.
他也相信这位医治我们灵魂体的神。
And he believed the true healer of God who can heal us body and soul.
那年我们回去复诊，他就跟我们讲说，你的女儿的病，我祷告中间，神告诉我的，我知道的，感觉她已经好了。
And as we returned to Taiwan, the doctor said to us, during my prayer, I had the impression from the Lord saying, your daughter is already well.
我们也不晓得他怎么确定说知道我的女儿好了。不过他说，不过呢，他要继续用药。
And we are not sure how did he know? And he continued to say, even so, your daughter continues to be medicated.
这个医生真的是很有经验，真的是很有学识，他也真的是一个信靠神的基督徒的医生。
He is truly a very knowledgeable, very experienced, and a good Christian.
我们的女儿看他的时候，他已经看过超过10万个病人。
And when my daughter visits this doctor has already treated 100,000 patients.
他可以从你的脸上看看你的脸，就知道你的精神上面有没有毛病。
He can understand your state of mind by just looking at your face.
好，我们就带女儿回来继续吃药，同时呢女儿就在教会里面继续参加我们青年人的团契。
So we brought our daughter back. She continued to follow the instruction of taking medicine, and meanwhile she continued to attend the youth fellowship.
那么在这个中间，我们的女儿一直到去年已经是10年。
Until last year, this happened has already been happening 10 years.
我们明显的看见女儿生命的改变。
We truly see the transformation of my daughter's life.
也因着女儿生病，叫我跟我的妻子，叫我们全家生命的改变。
And because of her illness, the lives of my family, including myself and my wife, has been transformed.
让我们做父母的在神面前首先悔改。
So we parents need to repent first before the Lord.
因为我们谁不希望自己的女儿将来读书读得好，儿女这个工作有好的工作，有好的前途。
Isn't any one of us don't wish our children may become excellent in school and society and having good job.
可是我的女儿生在牧师的家庭中间，对着神认识有多少？
And yet, I need to ask a question. As my daughter was born in a pastor's home, how much does she know about God?
父母亲去聚会，她跟着去聚会；父母亲去服侍，她也去服侍。
Whenever the parents go to church to serve and minister, the daughter follow along. Wherever they go.
她认识神吗？
And yet, does she know God?
在这过去的十年的里面。我们在神面前，我跟我妻子在神的面前悔改说，当然我们女儿孩子读书读得好，又拿到这些 bar exam 这些的，我们父母很高兴但是我们的高兴就在这里吗？还是我们看见说最重要的孩子身上，我们要为着什么在主的面前来祷告，来心里面来高兴。
Of course, we were happy for the excellent milestones our daughter has achieved. She has passed the bar exam. However, does our satisfaction and happiness stop here? Well, we need to pray and ask for more for her spiritual well-being.
我们家里面每次吃饭谢饭的时候，这十年中间。我大部分是要他来带领谢饭祷告。
For the past 10 years, when we have a family meal together, often I ask my daughter to lead the prayer for grace.
从他的祷告的里面，我就看见他跟神更认识、更亲近、更深的他的里头，他所有的想的可以跟神来沟通。
Through the prayer, realized she has grown in the Lord. She began to have a deeper and closer prayer to the Lord.
她参加我们教会的青年团契。
She has attended young people fellowship in my church.
我们教会的青年团契，这个高中的、大学的，有一个团契，是很多是从大陆来到美国读书的这些孩子们。
One particular youth fellowship.Or consists of students from mainland China.
那么他们都是说中文的背景。
So they all have a Mandarin speaking background.
他也要跟他们一起能够有沟通。
So she also needs to use the same language in order to communicate with them.
他们又有小组，所以他就也是，他们用微信，他也用微信。
As the group start to communicate through WeChat, she also use WeChat.
那么他们这些用中文习惯的用中文威胁他呢，他是美国人呐，在美国生长的，那很多有些中文就看不懂了，他就 copy and paste Google translation.
So as the students there using Chinese to WeChat to communicate, and yet my daughter she is American born, she doesn't understand many Chinese, and therefore she needs to.Copy and paste, and do Google translation in order to understand the conversation.
虽然他在念耶鲁的时候念了两年大学里面的中文
，even though she studied 2 years of Chinese in Yale University,
一点不管用
，and yet it doesn't help much.
他还是要靠 Google translation.
She still needs to depend on Google translate.
那么他有时候要回答他们用中文的，他也用拼音。把中文打出来，然后问我们说：“哎，这个对不对？”然后传给他们。
And also, in order to respond into the WeChat conversation, she also need to try to translate or use 拼音 and sometimes ask us to verify her writing.
他们的团契在一起生活的里面，他们学习背诵神的话。
In their fellowship, they learn how to memorize God's word.
起先很多青年人都报名，他也报名参加。
So, people need to register to go through the exercise. My daughter also registered.
懂得中文的人就背中文圣经，他呢就背英文圣经。
For those people who know Chinese, they will register for the Chinese group. For those English speaking, they will register for the English group, like my daughter.
他们背完了以后，他们就要在 WeChat 群里面背出来，让群里面的听中文啊、听英文都可以听。
So once they memorize it, they need to record their memorization verse in the WeChat group so that everyone in the group can listen.
他们背完了罗马书第一章到第十六章。
So they have finished memorizing Book of Romans from chapter 1 to chapter 16.
他们背完了腓立比书第一章到第四章。
They finish memorizing Book of Philippians from chapter 1 to chapter 4.
他们在背雅各书目前。
And then they start to moving forward into the Book of James.
好多人就背不下去了就 drop out 了他还 continue.
And many people drop out because this is quite difficult and yet my daughter continues.
我为着女儿对着神的话这样的去背诵她可以去默想她跟神交通的时候神可以用神的话对她说话我感谢神。
I want to thank God for my daughter can receive God's word by memorizing his words.
那么我就发觉说他的一生中间最重要的不是做律师最重要的是认识神。
I realized the most important thing in her life is not having a lawyer license, but knowing God.
那他到现在为止还在吃药。
Even up to today, she is still receiving medication.
但他现在开车出去我们不需要担心了。
And however, right now we don't need to worry when she drives on the road.
我们知道他跟主的交通跟神的交通非常亲密。
For we know there is a close fellowship between the Lord and my daughter.
他有许多的我也发觉说他那个医生说他好了就是他已经可以从原来的那个状态的里面不再继续活在那个情绪活在那个思想中间他现在能够就是你跟他讲话别人跟他讲话很正常的心思意念的这个交流。
She is well, according to the doctor. She is cured. For my daughter can have a normal state of mind and being able to fellowship and have a good conversations with people.
因着我们家里面的这个难处，我们家里面每一个人都学习紧紧的依靠主。
For these difficulties in the family, that all family members.Of my start to learn how to follow God closely.
我们的日子在过去十年中间，对着神的认识，对着神的这个大能，对着神的慈爱，也对着我们自己的败坏，我们自己的有限，我们在神的面前有更深的认识。
We have a deeper understanding of God's love and deeper understanding of our own corruption.And through this period of time, yeah.
这一辈子，他在地上的生活，我的女儿地上生活，最重要的事情，他认识神是谁，他的生命被神得着，被神改变，这是我们做父母最大的喜乐。
The greatest happiness that all my me as a parent and my wife is that my daughter can know God on through the journey of her life on this earth.
我们做父母最怕的就是我的女儿我的孩子们对着神的认识是第二手的。
The most worrisome thing we have as parents is that our children having a second-hand faith.
她需要直接的认识神。
She needs to know God directly.
她需要直接的能够从神得着神的话，得到神的力量，得到神的改正，得到神的安慰。
She needs to draw strength and understand God firsthand.
所以我为着我们家里有人生病，我感谢主。
And therefore, I want to thank God for the illness happening in my family.
进入神的国有很多的艰难跟代价需要付。
Entering the kingdom of God.There are many prices to be paid.
我们看下一章，这个第二、第三个人。
So, let's see the second and the third person.
这两个人说：“主耶稣啊，容我先去做什么什么事，然后来跟从你。”
So these two say to Jesus, "May you allow me to finish such and such business, then I can follow you."
你看见说第一个人说耶稣啊你无论去哪里我都跟从你跟第二第三个人是不一样的。
And you realize there's a difference between the first person and the latter two.
那么第二第三个人呢他们呢说容我先 回去埋葬我的父亲，容我先去跟家里的人辞别，他们都有条件的。
The second and third person say, Jesus, allow me to finish the burial business for my father, or allow me to say goodbye to my family. Then I will follow you. The following is conditional.
为什么他们提出条件呢？
And why they give a condition of their following?
他们不认识说神的国的伟大是超越过在地上所有的关系。
For they do not understand the greatness of the kingdom of God surpass all the relationship on this earth.
先回来看看第一个人。
Let us turn to the first person.
我们听见耶稣的回答，我们就说耶稣啊，你很不讲，很没有人情味啊。
Once we heard the reply from God, we say,Jesus, you are quite unreasonable.
我们读这个话的里面说，那个人说，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲，好像这个人他的父亲过世了，他要去埋葬，他要去参加父亲的葬礼。耶稣说，死人去埋葬死人吧，你来跟从我。我们觉得这个话好像这个我们没有办法理解。
So the person say to Jesus, can I first let me go and bury my father? And yet, from the reply from Jesus, we feel he is quite unreasonable.
我们不要先乱扣帽子啊。
Let us not to label Jesus too fast.
先不要曲解耶稣所说的话。
Let us not twist the meaning of Jesus' words.
你如果仔细的去观察
，If we truly pay attention,
这个跟耶稣说话的那些人，其实都是跟着耶稣到处啊去听他讲道，到处跟着他走的。
Actually, those people who spoke to Jesus are those people who have followed Jesus quite some time, wherever he went.
现在有一个人来说，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
And now a person came to Jesus and said, allow me to first go and bury my father.
根据犹太人的律法，如果这个年轻人的父亲真的快要死的话，
According to the law of Jews, if the person's father is truly close to his death,
他根本不可能跟其他人一样跟着耶稣到处走。
Then there's no way for this person who followed Jesus around.
他需要待在他的家里，陪在他的父亲的床边的。
He need to stand by to his father's deathbed.
这个人的话的意思说，我想呢，完全跟从你，可是呢，如果我的父亲啊，这个，我把他埋葬以后，我才能够完完全全的跟从你。
So this person is saying to Jesus, I truly want to follow you. Yet, let me consider my father's funeral after all the business. Then I will follow you.
因为他也想说，埋葬了父亲，他就可以从父亲得着父亲所分给他的那一份的产业。
For he would wish to receive the inheritance from his father.
他如果现在就来跟从耶稣，他这个可能呢？是想说这样我就跟我的父亲就疏远了，父亲在分我产业，可能也许影响我的那一份。
For he say, if I follow you right now, I may distance myself with my father, and I may miss the portion of my inheritance.
他的回那个第三个人的回答也是，他说我很想跟从你，但是不是现在。
The third person also.Also say, Jesus, I want to follow you, and yet not right now. Next.
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
And Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead.
你只管去传扬神国的道。
You only need to go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
耶稣告诉这个人，如果你把别的事看为更跟从我进入神的国更伟大更重要，你已经是个死人。
And Jesus is saying, if you treat the business of this world is more important than following me, then you are considered a dead person.
就着进入神的国这件事情来讲，你已经被杀死了。
As the matter of trying to enter the kingdom of God, you are already being killed.
你别的事情就把你缠住了，别的事情更重要了，来比起跟随我更重要。
Because you have used other earthly matter to entangle yourself in order for you to follow Jesus.
我们看下一章。 又一个人说我要跟从你，容我先去辞别我家里的人。
And I'll just say, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family.
这个第一个人说我要去埋葬父亲，他不光是埋葬父亲的，这个埋葬父，如果父亲，犹太人的律法，我们看下一章。
So he's not only going back to bury his father, but let us understand the culture of the Jews.
耶路撒冷第一世纪家庭的坟墓是这个样子。
And this is the family tomb of the first century of Jews.
我们看下一章，啊，这是那个家庭的坟墓，一个家里面的旁边有些洞穴，那么这个家人啊都葬在一起。
And this is the tomb layout of the first century of the family tomb.
我们看下一章。
Next.
第一世纪犹太人的这个葬仪啊，这个葬礼，他们的手续乃是第一个把人埋葬了啊，当天死去，当天就埋葬。
So this is the burial ceremony of the Jews. They will bury the person the very first day when they die.
然后经过七天的哀悼期。
And they are going through seven days of mourning.
然后再有三十天的哀悼期。
And then they are going to go through another 30 days of mourning.
整整经过一年以后，你再到坟墓里面，刚才的家族的墓园里面，把那个时候的死去的人已经化成为骨头了。把骨头拿出来捡出来，然后再有一个第二次的葬礼。我们看下一章。
A year later, the family will went back to the tomb and collect the bone and into a box.
然后把这些的骨头呢放在这些的石骨盒里面，石头做的这个骨放骨头的盒子里面啊，这样才完成了这个埋葬的手续。
And they will put the bone into a box called ossuary. Then they will put the box away properly.
所以这第一个人呢，他呢还要等啊，至少一年以上的时间，他父亲死了以后啊，一年以上的时间才来跟从主耶稣。
So this person thinking that he will like to wait for another year, and after he has finished all the business, and then he will follow Jesus.
所以他以别的看为比跟从耶稣进入神的国更重要。
So he treat other matters more important than following Jesus.
他有条件。
There's a condition.
那么我们发觉说，常常我们对着神的话跟从神，我们有许许多多我们看重的条件。
And oftentimes we do have precondition for us to follow Jesus.
那我们看下一章。那么进入跟随耶稣就是进入神的国。我们在如果有任何条件，你带着任何的条件来跟从神，你仍然在你自己的国里，你没有跨越进到神的国度里头。
If you have any of your condition to follow Jesus, then you are still remain in your own kingdom.
意思就是跟神说，我还是做我国度的王。
And in other words, you are telling Jesus, I'm still the king of my own kingdom.
我仍然住在我自己的理想，住在我的国度里面。
I'm still living in my own ideal world.
教会历史中间有一个很有名的教父叫奥古斯丁。
There is a famous church father. His name is Augustine.
他是一个非常有学问的哲学家。
He is a very learned man. He's a philosopher.
他有一个情妇。
And he has a mistress.
两个人住在一起。
And they live together.
有一次，奥古斯丁听米兰大主教的讲道。
And once Augustine heard the sermon given by the bishop from Milan.
他知道说，在婚姻关系以外，跟异性所有的这个住在一起这件事情是这个得罪神的。
From the sermon, he realized cohabitation of another sex outside the marriage is an offense to God.
奥古斯丁感觉到被定罪。
And Augustine feel he has been condemned.
可是他深深地爱他这个情妇。
And yet he was deeply in love with his mistress.
有一天他向神祷告。
And one day he prayed to God.
这个祷告文呢，就后来就流传下来。
And now this prayer has been passed on to generations.
成了一个这个永垂不朽的祷告文。
And become a classic of Christian history.
他说，神啊，求你使我变得更好。
And Lord, he said, Lord, may you transform me. to become better.
但是不是现在。
But not now.
从那个以后，成千上万的人都用这个祷告文来祷告。
And after that, thousands of using this prayers, it make me become good, but not now.
啊，主啊，我要跟从你。
And Jesus, I want to follow you.
但是我要在事业上面更上一层楼。
And however, I want to get in the stage of my career first.
我必须面对很多不道德的事情。
I may miss encounter many immoral circumstances.
啊，主啊，我要跟从你。
And Lord, I want to follow you.
啊，主啊，如果我真的把自己完全交给你。
And Lord, if I truly turn myself to you.
啊，如果我真的让你在凡事上面居首位。
If I truly ask you to become the Lord of all of my life.
我的事业，我的这个工作，可能就不能有那种成就。
And then I couldn't have a better achievement in my career.
主啊，我要跟从你，但是。使你变，求你使我变好，但是不是现在。
And Lord, may you make me become good, but not now.
我很想跟从你。
I truly want to follow you.
可是现在我有一段亲密的关系。
And now I have a relationship.
我不肯定这个关系是不是符合基督的信仰。
I'm not sure this relationship is following your teaching or not.
也不肯定是否符合圣经里面讲的婚姻的标准。
And I'm not sure the relationship is scriptural or not.
主啊，求你使我变好。
And Lord, make me become good.
但是不是现在。
But not now.
你发觉很多人对着跟随神都加上自己的条件。
Indeed, so many people put precondition for following God.
当这些条件这些东西比得耶稣比得神的国更重要的时候，他就会杀死你。
When we value those preconditions become more important than following Jesus, Jesus say those conditions are killing you.
这些东西会拦阻你进入神的国，跟从耶稣。
Those things will become the stumbling block and barrier for you to enter into the kingdom of God.
除非神怜悯我们。
Unless God has mercy on us.
除非我们真的看见什么叫做真理。
Only until we know what is the truth.
我们如果不从心里面真实的悔改认罪，我们没有办法真正的跟从神。
If we don't repent from our heart, there's no way for us to follow God.
礼拜五，美国有了新的总统。
Last Friday, the USA had a new president.
我不晓得你是高兴呢，你还是悲哀。
I'm not sure you're joyful or you're sad.
美国现在不是一个团起来，以前也不是一个团起来的团结的一个国家。
Now, United States is not a united nation now, neither in the past.
什么是基督徒对着我们新的这个国家的领袖所该有的态度呢？
And what's the attitude as a Christian to hold when we face the new president?
他不是完全人。
He is not perfect.
他有很多很多的缺点。
There, he has many imperfections.
我们没有吗？
Don't we?
我们没有吗？
Don't we?
这个社会上面你可以看见说，我们人都是看见别人眼中有刺。
People of this world, we see there are speckle in people's eyes.
忘记自己眼睛里面有个大的梁木。
And we forgot there is a big chunk of wood in our eye. Lumber in our eyes.
现在在美国的传道人中间，我最近读到两篇文章，我觉得很得到帮助。
I read two articles from the pastors of our current age.
我不晓得你们看
I was truly encouraged.
你们读不读或者有没有听过 John Piper?
I'm not sure do you know the minister John Piper or not.
他一篇文章说怎么样看待不合格的总统。
And he has an article saying how can we face an unqualified president.
那么他说所以他是不合格。
He said the reason why he is unqualified
是他按照圣经看见这个总统他的过去 他不合格，不合圣经。
The reason why he says this precedent is unqualified because, I use the scripture as the measuring stick to measure the precedent.
当我们看见别人生命中间的软弱，别人生命中间所有的不合神的话语的时候
，when we see the shortcoming or weakness or the deeds of others who which is not biblical，
什么是我们的态度
？And what should our attitude to be？
我想起约翰福音第八章那个奸淫被拿的那个妇女。
I remember the word from John chapter 8, the adulterous woman who was caught during the act.
按照摩西的律法，她应当被众人拿石头把她打死。
According to the law of Moses, she should be stoned to death.
然后耶稣在那里画字。
And yet Jesus, kneeled down and started to draw words on the ground.
起先不回答他们的要求。
He did not reply to people's request at the time.
然后最后他抬起头来说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的，可以第一个拿起石头来把他打。”
Then he lifted up his head and looked around, say, "Whoever has not committed sin can pick up the first stone and to stone her."
从老的到小的，一个一个走了。
From old to young, people start to leave the circle one by one.
因为老的犯的罪比年轻的犯的更多，所以赶快先跑。
For the oldest has committed much many more sins than young than the youngs, and therefore they want to escape sooner.
所以他们改变了。
And therefore they are changed.
他们原来要拿石头打的。
For they want to wanted to pick up the stone to stone her.
在耶稣神的话语的光照底下，他们看见了，他们走了。
And yet through the enlightenment of Jesus' words.They start to depart one by one.
让我们跟从神，我们的眼睛永远定睛在神身上。
May we focus our eyes on Jesus when we follow him all the time.
美南浸信会的一个教授写了另外一篇文章。
A professor in Southern Baptist Church, he wrote another article.
他说：“我们欠现在的新的总统有三方面。”
He said, "We owe our new president three aspects. Three things."
Yeah. 那么其中有一个，就是说我们亏欠没有多多的为他来祷告。
For one, we did not pray for him earnestly enough.
我们要进入神的国。
We want to enter into the kingdom of God.
不是带着我们的条件。
It's not holding our precondition demands first.
我们要看见说，一切都是神的怜悯和恩典。
But to understand, it's all because of God's grace and mercy.
我们看最后一个 slide. 耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
Jesus said.No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit to service in the kingdom of God.
神盼望我们跟从他，不是一直回过头来看这个，看那个，看过去。
God desires us to follow him, and it's not in a way that we constantly looking back.
神要我们向神的国度一直注视定睛一直向前看。
God wants us to focus our eyesight on him and march forward.
你记得主耶稣复活以后在提比利亚的海边然后呢这个主耶稣三次问彼得你爱我比一切更深吗
Do you still remember after the resurrection, Jesus stood to the shore of the Sea of Tiberia and said to Peter,Do you love me three times?
然后彼得回答说：“主啊，你知道我爱你。”
And Peter said to Jesus, "Jesus, my Lord, you know."
然后他转过来就问：“主啊，那个人将来怎么样？”
Then Peter turned around saying, "How about this person? What's the future hold? What future holds for him?"
他是指的约翰。
He was referring to John.
耶稣说：“那个人如何？”自有神会带领他，你且来跟从我。
And Jesus said, what happened to him is up to God. It has nothing to do with you. You just follow me.
但彼得在那里说那个人怎么办的时候，他是在看约翰的背后，约翰过去是怎么样跟随主的。他在那里说，看看那个人。
And as Peter was saying to Jesus, Peter was actually thinking about the history of John. And he's telling Jesus, look at the past of John.
耶稣说，手扶着篱向后看的，你就往前走的路就不能走得直，就不能够挖得深，走得好。
And Jesus said that when you plow, you should look forward. If you look back, the plowing of the ground won't be straight and won't be deep.
我们需要的是在神的面前，神还给我们年日，我们怎么往前走？
What we need is the days God has planned for us and how we march forward.
所以今天的信息就让我们看见，我们不是带着我们的理想，带着我们觉得进入神的国就一切就平安喜乐，一切就风调雨顺，一切就神从来没有应许我们这个。
So let us understand when we enter into the kingdom of God, it's not what we having a wishful thinking everything will be hunky dory.
我不知道2017年我们中间有哪些人你会遇见什么。
I'm not sure what you will encounter in the year of 2017.
但是我们不需要忧愁，不需要惧怕。我们知道，我们把我们的生命交在神手里，神有神的道路高过我们的道路。
And yet, let us not worry. As long as we put our future in God's hand, God knows our future. God knows our way.
神总有他的恩典。会够我们用。
God's grace is sufficient for us.
也让我们看见跟从主不是设下我们自己的条件来跟从主。
Let us understand, let us not put precondition before following the Lord.
过去的已经过去了，都在神那里都记下来的。
Whatever past has been recorded in God's book.
但是现在最重要，现在2017年摆在我们前面的，我们有什么亏欠，有什么罪需要认，有什么需要仰望他，让我们吸引我们更多认识他，更来亲近他，更来爱他，更来服侍他。
But now, the presence is the moment we need to say, what have we done to offend our God? Is there anything sin we should repent? Is there any way we could do to follow our Lord?
我们来低头来祷告。
Let us bow our head.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你。
Our Lord who loves us, we thank you.
我们都愿意跟从你。
We all want to follow you.
从你的话，我们才知道说跟从你就是从地上的国度进入到天上的国度。
Through your words, we understand by following you means departing the kingdom of this world and enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们也知道神的国还没有完全来到。
And we realize the kingdom of God hasn't been fully realized on this world.
但是神的国里所有的，在我们信主的那一刻，神国的能力就已经进到我们的生命中。
And yet, when we accept you, we are in the kingdom of God. We have already have the strength and power from the kingdom of God.
我们为着你自己话语中间的真实和应许感谢你。
We thank you for the truth and the reality of your words.
地上的国有一天都要过去。
The kingdom of the earth will be fade away.
你的话告诉我们，遵行你旨意的人，在你的国度里面必要永远长存。
And yet, whoever follow your words and instruction will last forever.
但愿你国度中间的品格，但愿你国度中间的真实显在我们每一个人身上。
May the characters and the quality of the kingdom of God live through our lives.
叫我们的生命，有限的生命，愿意为着你做见证。
So that our life can become a testimony of the limited days on this earth.
我们能见证说，主啊，你自己的慈爱比人在地上所追求的肉身的生命更美善。
And we can claim your love is greater than all the relationship on this earth.
你的能力在软弱人的身上要显得完全。
And your power becomes the strength of those who are weak.
求主的慈爱和能力临到每一个来到你面前敬拜你的弟兄姊妹。
May the power and strength from you can come upon every single person who wants to pursue you.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.